Good morning.
早安。
It's been a while since I've been up here with you guys.
我很久没有来到你中间。
But I am blessed to be here today.
我非常高兴来到你的中间。
The message that I'm bringing to you today,
我今天来到中间跟你们一起分享的。
It comes from a series that I developed for our young people.
是一连串的，是我跟我们的青少年跟他们一起分享的。
It's a series that overall I titled Personal Best.
这个题目是讲说是我们做我们最好的。
It's a challenge to them each day to go out and live their faith.
是在挑战我们每一个年轻人，在他们每天生活里面活出他们最好的。
And as I began to pray about what God would have me speak to you about this morning,
今天我在那边祷告的时候，我要如何跟你分享。
I realized that that calling to live out our faith is not just for young people.
当我看到并叫呼召我们要活出来最好的，不只是为年轻人而已。
I recently read a story about a group of people.
最近读到一个故事，讲到一群人。
It's people I would not be friends with.
这一群人呢，可能并不是我愿意要跟他们做朋友的。
But this was a group of people that decided to get together and run one of those 26-mile marathons.
And then 这一群人呢，他们决定呢，他们想要一起跑26里的马拉松赛跑。
They ran together for over a year preparing for this race.
他们在这边一起这边练习的时候，差不多有一年的时间。
They weren't running the race to win.
他们并不是想要去得到去赢得这个马拉松的比赛。
It was just something that was supposed to be fun for them to do together.
对他们来讲，他们只想一起在那边练习，再去跑这个竞赛。
So in this group, the majority of them were men, but there was one woman.
在这个一群的人里面，中间呢都是男的，除了一个女的。
So they started off together at the beginning of the race, and
所以在他们在跑那个马拉松的时候，他们一起在那边跑。
When they found themselves just about a mile away from the finish line,
在差不多还有一里剩下的一里的时候，
they began to talk about the fact there would be a lot of cameras and videos and reporters at the finish line.
所以他们在一边跑的时候，他们说在快终点的时候有很多的照相机，甚至有人在那边摄影机要等待他们。
So they started to talk to each other about how they would finish the race.
所以他们在彼此面交谈说他们要怎么样去结束到终点。
The men turned to the one woman in the group and they said, "How are you going to finish?"
这一群的男士呢，就回头看着唯一的女士说，你要怎么样结束？
And she reached into her pocket and she pulled out a tube of lipstick.
她从她的口袋里面拿出来一个口红。
She held it up.
她把它拿起来。
She said, "I'm going to finish pretty."
她说，我要结束的非常美丽的结束。
Finishing pretty.
要非常美丽的结束。
Do you know what she was saying?
你知道她到底在说什么吗?
She was saying that she wasn't going to be satisfied with simply crossing the finish line.
她并不会满意，她只是达到终点而已。
She wanted to look good when she finished the race.
但是呢，她要非常美丽的，然后达到那个终点。
And that's kind of what Paul is saying in the scripture that we're going to be focusing on today.
这就是今天我们保罗要跟我们分享的。
Paul said it wasn't enough for him to simply cross the finish line.
但是保罗这边讲说，不只是他要满足他到达那个终点。
Paul wanted to look good when he finished the race.
他要看到非常的完美的结束他这个当跑的路。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7 through 8, he says, "I have fought the good fight."
这个地方里面讲说，我那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished the course and I have kept the faith.
当跑的路我已经跑尽，所信道我也守住了。
Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness,
所以从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留,
which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
And not only to me,
不但赐给我,
but unto all them also that love his appearing.
也会赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
You see, when we love Jesus, it's not enough to just get by with our faith.
当我们愿意真正爱神的话，我们不只是要勉强达到他的要求。
It's not enough to just cross the finish line.
对他来讲的话，不只是我们只到达那个终点线。
It's not enough to do just enough to get into heaven.
对他来讲，我们不只是达到他一个基本的一个要求。
There are too many believers that have this impression that you get baptized.
有很多信徒觉得说，你只要 受洗。
You attend church and Sunday school.
你只要到礼拜天来聚会。
For 1 hour a week, and that's all there is to your faith.
一个礼拜一天的话，就这个信仰就够了。
That's not the way that God looks at it.
这是不是神所看的。
You see, God is looking for loyalty.
And 神是看是我们是不是忠心。
He's looking for someone who will be loyal to him.
And 我们是不是对他忠心。
Someone who wants to honor him.
我们对他来是仰慕他。
Somebody who wants to look good when they cross the finish line.
当我们在达到终点的时候是非常完美的结束。
Somebody who desires to finish pretty.
And 我们真的是愿意到达到终点的时候非常完美的美丽的结束。
And so I began to ask myself the question, how do we do that?
所以我开始问我自己这个问题，我怎么样去做得到呢？
How do we finish pretty?
我们怎么样是很完美的可以结束？
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells the parable of a man who gave each of his servants a talent.
And 在马太福音第二十一章里面讲到那些主人把那个金钱给他的仆人。
And then he went on a trip.
And 所以呢，他去旅行了。
It says in scripture, after a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them.
所以过了很久，那个仆人的主人回来了，要跟他们一起来算账。
The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5.
And 那个领到5000银子的人呢，又赚了5000。
Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents.
And 所以他说，主啊，你给我那五千，我又赚了五千。
See, I have gained 5 more.
我又赚到五千。
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant.
所以这个主人说呢，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
You have been faithful with a few things.
你在很小的事情上有忠心。
I will put you in charge of many things.
我要派你管理更多。
Come and share your master's happiness.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
I believe there's a lot we can learn from this parable.
我相信我们可以从这一段可以学到许多的事情。
But I really want to focus on one phrase.
但是呢，我要希望我们能够一起集中看一件事情。
Well done.
你这又忠心又良善。
Good and faithful servant.
的仆人。
That's what we should want to hear from Jesus when we finish the race.
所以当我们到达终点的时候，这是我们希望耶稣对我们所讲的话。
It's not enough to just get by so we can cross the finish line.
我们不是只是勉勉强强到达那个终点而已。
We should desire to finish so well that God greets us in that manner.
我们希望是我们有这样一个盼望，当我们到达终点的时候，耶稣跟我们讲，我们又忠心又良善的仆人。
That is what it means to finish pretty.
这才是什么叫做结束的，非常完美的结束。
And we start by realizing the significance of ourselves in God's plan.
所以我们这样就知道我们在神的计划里面占什么样的地位。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, Paul tells Timothy.
And 在提摩太书里面，提摩太后书4章3到4节这样讲。
He says the time will come when people will not listen to the truth.
And 时候要到人必厌烦纯正的道理。
They will look for teachers who will tell them only what they want to hear.
他们就耳朵发痒，随从自己的情欲增添许多的师父。
They will not listen to the truth.
他们不想要掩耳不听真道。
Instead, they will listen to stories made up by men.
反而偏向荒谬的言语。
Some versions of this say an itching ear.
这边讲说呢，耳朵发痒。
Have you ever had an itch in your ear?
你从来有没有耳朵发痒过？
There's nothing quite as annoying as that itch that you just can't scratch.
这里面痒到一个程度真的是很烦人。
And that's what this is talking about. People want you to scratch the itch for them.
And 这个里面就讲到说，他们希望你呢去帮他耳朵发痒，把他解决他的问题。
They want you to tell them what they want to hear.
你要告诉他们他们想要听的话。
They want a faith that is convenient and fits what makes them comfortable.
他们想要的信仰是对他们来讲是方便，是他们舒适的。
You see, we as believers,
我们是信徒。
We are the defensive wall that stands against those itching ears.
我们是应该像一个防御的墙去抵挡这个痒的耳朵。
You see, where we stand and what we stand for,
我们怎么样在面站立，怎么样做这样一个防御
？It can influence those people who want their ears itch.
可以影响到这些有耳朵痒的人。
We are the standard bearers for the church.
我们是应该为教会这个标准持守的人。
So if you ever get the feeling,
那你有时候从来有这样的感觉,
that your voice is unimportant,
你的声音好像并不重要,
that your influence for Jesus has no value,
你对, 对为神的, 的神话对别人并没有任何的影响。
Remember that there are people watching you.
你要记得有人在那边观看你。
They're watching what you say.
他们在观看你说, 所说的话。
They're watching how you respond to things.
他们在看你怎么样对一些事情的一些, 面对。
And what you believe can keep people from buying into lies.
你所相信的可以影响到他们对事, 一些世界上的一些事的看法。
Taking a stand for righteousness is not always easy to do.
有的时候对神的这样一些一个, 一个正义要去有这样持守的话并不容易。
In that verse that we reference in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, Paul said that there was going to come a time where people won't want to hear the truth.
在第四章第三节里面讲到说有的时候人不想要听到这些话。
And that means that there is going to be a lot of people that don't like it when you tell them something is wrong with what they believe.
And 有的时候他们你跟他们讲你他们所相信的是错的时候他们不要听。
But I believe in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, that Jesus told us this was going to happen.
And 在马太福音第五章第十到十二节的时候，这边又讲到这些事情将来是要发生的。
Jesus said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake."
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为这天国就是他们的。
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you.
人因我辱骂你们。
And persecute you,
逼迫你们,
and say all manner of evil against you falsely.
捏造各, 捏造各样坏话毁谤你们,
for my sake,
因为我,
rejoice,
你们要有当欢喜快乐,
and be exceedingly glad,
要更多的欢喜快乐,
for great is your reward in heaven.
因为在天上的赏赐是大的。
For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
And 在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
There are going to be people who don't like sound teaching.
And 就会有很多人不希望听到神真实的话语。
In fact, you can expect some people to give you a hard time.
And 有很多人甚至因为这样子的话会有给你一些很不好的会反对你。
But you know what?
你知道吗？
When we do face opposition,
当我们碰到一些面对一些反对你的人,
Jesus is standing back and saying, great.
And then 耶稣在这边在, 在你的背后是说, 做得好。
Jesus is saying, well done, my good and faithful servant.
And 这个又良善又, 忠心的仆人。
Your reward is going to be great in heaven.
你的赏赐是在天国是大的。
And God is essentially looking at each of us.
And 神会看我们每一个人里面的内心。
And he's saying, that is what finishing pretty is.
这才是真正到你到终点的时候是怎么样的完美的结束。
So there will be people that will give us a hard time.
这世界上会有很多人给我们一些难处。
But we also will have an entirely different audience.
但是呢我们的听众却是不同的。
There'll be an audience of people who are standing and cheering you on.
And 会有这些听众呢，是在那边像他们的鼓励你怎么样去把它完成。
People like Moses.
就像摩西。
And Noah.
挪亚。
Daniel.
但以理。
Gideon.
基甸。
Esther.
以斯帖。
All of these people that we've read about in the Bible are cheering you on.
And 这边呢，所以我们在圣经里面读到，他们像拉拉队里面在鼓励你把它完成。
These are the heroes of our faith.
And 他们是在圣经里面讲的一些伟人。
Hebrews chapter 11 talks about all the great heroes that have impressed us.
And 在圣经里面讲到很多信心的一些英雄们，一些伟人。
I believe pastors could spend entire weeks preaching on one chapter of faith.
And 我相信一些牧师可以在这边一直讲一个礼拜都讲不完讲到信心英雄们。
But that's not the main reason that that chapter is there.
但是这并不是这为什么希伯来书第十一章里面最重要的存在的原因。
We're introduced to all of these heroes so that the next chapter can tell us what they're doing.
我们在这边介绍到这些信心的英雄们，所以下面一章才会帮助我们看到我们该怎么做。
So in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2,
在希伯来书第十二章一到二节。
It says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses,
我们在这边是围绕这么多的人，围绕在我们的旁边。
Let us lay aside every weight and sin which cling to us so closely.
所以这些信息呢，是一个所望之事的实力，是未见之事的一些确据。
And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
所以在前面的路程，让我们一起要有信心的去跑。
That means that all of these heroes,
在这边讲到所有的一些英雄们，
they're cheering us on.
在这边跟我们鼓励我们去把它跑完。
I remember in high school,
当我在记得我还在高中的时候，
I ran track.
我那时候是喜欢跑步。
And I was selected to run the 400 meter sprint.
我那时候被选到去跑400米。
I didn't know what that was.
我不知道那到底有多长。
And so about 2 seconds before I'm about to take the baton,
and 所以那个时候是跑那个接力赛，所以呢在2秒钟以前，
I realized that I'm going to be required to sprint a full lap.
And 我那时候才知道我要跑完一整圈。
Now I've done the scientific research,
and 我做了一些科学的一些研究。
And if I was asked to do that today,
如果说我今天要求我这样做的话，
I might finish sometime next week.
我可能会要下礼拜才会跑完。
But in high school, I was fast.
但是在高中的时候，我跑得很快。
And so I remember getting the baton and being in third place.
所以我在大概在拿到那个 baton 是接力棒的时候，大概是跑到第三名。
I'm a very competitive person.
我是一个非常非常竞争力强的一个人。
I don't like losing at anything.
我不喜欢输给任何事情。
And so something in my mind clicked, and I started to run faster than I had ever run before.
And 在我的心里面，我忽然不知道为什么，我就开始跑得非常的快，从来没有跑过那么快过。
And before I knew it, I had caught the runner in front of me, and now I was in second place.
And so 就是这样，因为我从第三名就开始跑到第二名。
My legs and my body are screaming at me to stop.
我那时候我的腿，我的全身都是跟我讲说，你需要停下来。
But I haven't won.
但是我还没赢。
I can't.
我不能停下来。
And so we turn into the last 100 yards.
所以在最后100米的时候。
And I just turned it on.
我那时候忽然就更跑得更快。
And I gave it everything that I had.
我所有的力气我都使出来了。
And soon enough, I'm standing shoulder to shoulder, running shoulder to shoulder with the guy in first place.
但是那时候我就跟第一名的人他是并肩的一起在跑。
We get to the finish line and I lean forward.
And 到要到终点的时候我就往前冲。
And I won the race.
我赢了第一名。
And then I threw up everywhere.
但那时候我就吐得一塌糊涂。
I did not finish pretty.
我并没有结束的非常好，漂亮的结束。
But I won.
但是我赢了。
How many of you guys have ever been on Facebook?
有多少人是在脸书上面？
I used to use Facebook a lot.
我过去呢曾经常在脸书上面。
And about the time of the presidential elections, I took Facebook off of my phone.
所以那个时候，当在那个时候做总统选举的时候，我就把整个脸书就从我的电话里面拿掉。
There are people on Facebook who are incredibly passionate about things like politics and religion.
在脸书上面有很多人，他们对一些政治跟宗教，他们有非常多的兴趣、热心。
In a public forum like Facebook,
and 特别在一个很公共的一个场所，像脸书。
If you post something,
当你一些登带一些你登的东西
，I look at that as a response.I mean, a chance for me to respond.
And 所以呢，我就觉得有的时候是我的一个机会，让我去表达我的看法。
But here's what I learned.
但是这是我学到的。
They really don't want you to respond.
他们并不希望你去有这样的一个表达。
Unless you agree with exactly what they're saying.
除非你完全同意他们所讲的。
They don't want to have a debate with you.
他们并不想跟你争论。
They don't want to be told that they're wrong.
他们并不想。别人告诉他是错的。
And what I found is when you disagree with them,
但你跟他不同意的话，
they say a lot of really bad things about you.
他们就是对你有很多的辱骂。
They maybe will accuse you of being dishonest.
他们甚至控告你是不诚实。
Maybe they'll say that you're rude.
还是说你是很
you're insulting.
你是在 insulting 是侮辱他们。
Or they're offensive.
你好像很侵略性。
I've had people on Facebook do that to me.
我现在脸书上面有很多人这样讲我。
Do you know what my first impulse is when they get nasty?
当有人这样对我的时候，你知道我第一个反应是怎么样？
I want to give it right back to them.
我要跟你一见，我要从要以牙还牙。
I want to tell them how wrong they are.
我要讲说你多么的错误。
And how rude and offensive and upsetting that they are.
你是这么样的无理，然后这样的辱骂人。
I'm pretty good at insulting people.
我也是非常好的，可以做同样的事情。
I work with teenagers.
因为我跟年轻人一起侍奉。
I practice.
我常常练习。
But then I read Paul's words.
但是呢，我读到神，神保罗的话。
Paul says that a servant of the Lord must not quarrel.
讲主的仆人不可以争竞。
But must be kind to everyone.
只要温温和和的待人。
And I say, come on.
我怎么做得到呢?
He says you must be able to teach.
你要善于教导。
He says you must be patient with difficult people.
你必须要对一些很困难的人有存心忍耐。
That is frustrating.
这是让我不可理解的。
I have prayed in the past.
What's that?
I have prayed in the past.
我过去有为这些事情祷告。
That God would remove frustrating people from my life.
我就要说求神把这些人把我从我的生命里面挪去。
He hasn't answered.
但神从来没有听我的祷告。
But I'm still called to be patient.
但是神仍然要我这边要温和的待人。
He says that we must gently instruct those who oppose the truth.
这些人是要温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
Seriously?
真的吗?
God.
神啊。
Have you seen me?
你有没有看到我?
I am not a gentle person.
我并不是一个非常温柔的人。
But God says that I must gently instruct those who don't have the same views as I do.
但是神却跟我讲说，你还是要用温柔劝诫那抵挡你的人。
And as hard as it is to admit,
虽然是这样很难承认这一点。
There's a lot of times I think I'm not as different as those people that I think I am. And the problem is that they're often lost.
但是呢，那些人是失落的人。
They might go to hell if I don't handle things correctly.
如果我做一些事情不对的话，他们有可能会要到地狱去。
Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct.
这些非常抵挡我们的人，我们要非常的温柔的去对待他们。
Why?
为什么？
It is in the hope
是在神的希望里面,
that God will grant them the repentance that will lead them to the knowledge of truth.
所以是希望从这样的一个里面呢，神可以把他们带到他们的悔改，让他们认识神。
If I respond how I would like to,
如果我只想做我自己希望的一些反应,
do you know what happens?
你知道会如何呢?
A lot of times,
大部分的时间,
they'll say I'm not a nice person.
他会说我这个人是一个不是一个好人。
But the majority of times,
大部分的时候,
do you know what they say?
他们会说什么?
You can't argue with me. I thought you were a Christian.
你不要跟我去那边辩论。我相信你，我认为你是一个，你不是说你是基督徒吗？
Well, that's not fair.
那这样很不公平，是不是？
Just because I'm a Christian, I don't get to respond.
因为就是因为我是基督徒，所以我没有办法跟你一起辩论吗？
But I think they have a little bit of a point.
但是呢，他们也许有一点是对的。
You see, because you and I,
你跟我,
we are the reflection of God with skin on.
我们是一个从神那边是神的一个反应，反照。
And so how we choose to respond is how they feel God would respond to them.
当我们要选择要么去反应这些事情的时候，他们就会看到神是怎么样的反应。
We need to be inclusive of everyone.
我们真的是要再把所有人都圈在一起。
It shouldn't be about just getting ourselves into heaven.
And 并不是只是让我们愿意我们自己能够到天国。
After I finished high school,
当我结束了高中的时候,
I went straight into the military.
所以我就到了军队里。
And when I was in, it was 12 weeks of boot camp.
所以在我大概有12个礼拜，就是一些非常困苦的训练。
And over this 12 weeks, we learned everything that they felt we needed to know to be able to survive life in the military.
所以他们呢用这12个礼拜来训练我们，能够让我们能够受过这样的一个，能够生存。
To be able to fight and defend our country.
所以呢，可以能够征战。
And so we did things like firefighting.
所以firefighting，救火。
We did things like shooting rifles.
我们用来福枪来射击。
We had to go into a gas chamber.
我们甚至要到瓦斯的一个房间里。
And at the end of this 12-week period,
在12个礼拜以后,
they had what they called battle stations.
所以我们要这边有个征战的一个据点。
This was 48 straight hours of everything we've done from week one until that point.
在48个小时里面，我们要完成这过去12个礼拜的训练。
No sleep.
没有睡觉。
Your first meal for breakfast.
你的第一个菜是早餐。
You fill your tray and sit down to eat.
然后你把你的所有的食物拿到，然后坐下来吃。
And we got about 2 bites of food in.
我们大概才吃两口。
And they were yelling at us that it was already time to move on.
他们就已经跟你讲说开始要行动。
And so we had to dump all of our food into these trash cans that were at the end of the table.
所以我们要把剩下的食物全部把它丢到垃圾桶里去。
That food that we dumped that morning was our lunch and our dinner for that night. It was our breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next day. We had to carry it with us everywhere that we went. And as we went through this progression of the skills that we had learned, they've decided that you are not officially in the military until you finish this drill.
但是呢，只有我们这些人，这些受训练的呢，一定要每一个都通过了以后才能结束。
If you don't finish,
如果你没有办法结束,
you don't graduate.
你就没有办法毕业。
If you don't graduate,
如果你不毕业,
you have to do it again.
你要从头再开始。
And so we were towards the end of the 48 hours.
直到最后48小时的后面的时候。
To end it, we had a 5.5 mile hike in full gear.
我们必须要往上爬大步5.5英里的路。 然后是全是要背很重的东西。
We were about 3 miles from the finish line.
还有3里路的时候。
I was towards the front of the group.
我大概是在前面。
And I heard commotion behind me.
我听到很多一些喧哗的声音。
One of the men that was in my division had passed out.
有一个在我这一组里面的人已经昏倒了。
He just dropped.
他就倒下了。
And people passed him by.
大家呢还是要继续超过他继续走。
I had a decision to make.
那时候我要有一个决定。
I'm 3 miles from the finish line.
我还有3英里。
I'm there.
我差不多快到了。
My goal is in sight.
我的目标已经快要到了。
I could finish.
我可以达到。
Graduate.
也可以毕业。
Move on.
继续往前走。
Do everything that I had planned to do.
去做我当初计划要做的事情。
But I stopped.
但是我停下来。
Because it wasn't okay for me to finish and have one of my brothers not.
对我来讲是不好，我不能够留下我其中一个弟兄下来，然后我继续往前走。
And so I turned around.
所以我往回走。
I went back.
我回头。
And I picked him up.
我把他背起来。
And I finished the 3 miles and carried him across with me.
但我同样的结束走完的剩下的3里路是带着这位弟兄一起跟我走。
He was able to graduate.
他也毕业了。
Because I wasn't content leaving him behind. And that's how it needs to be with our faith. There are so many souls behind us that are falling on their face. We have to at some point say, I'm not okay finishing alone.
And 我不能只是对我自己结束而有个满足。
Sometimes we have to stop doing what we want to do and what's convenient for us.
我们有时候我们要停下来, 然后去对我们来讲方便的一些事情。
We have to make a sacrifice for somebody else.
我们有时候为别人需要一些牺牲。
Sometimes the people that fall on their face,
因为有些人, 他们失落, 他们跌下来, 跌倒,
sometimes we'd rather leave them there.
有的时候可能你需要把他留在那里。
It's easier.
有的时候好像是很简单的。
They're not a nice person.
因为这个人不好。
They said mean things about me.
他有时候很凶恶。
It doesn't matter.
但是这些都不重要。
It shouldn't be enough for us to just cross the finish line.
And 不是我们自己个人到达终点。
We have to desire to carry as many people across that finish line as we can.
我们需要有这样一个盼望，是尽量带更多人走到那个终点。
So that someday,
所以有一天,
God will look us in the face.
所以神会看到我们。
And he'll say, well done.
你说你结束得非常好。
My good and faithful servant.
你这个良善忠心的仆人。
There are many, many people
有许多的人,
who will never know of God's love
从来不知道神的爱,
and God's grace
神的恩典,
and mercy
他良善,
and his compassion.
他是这样的一个对我们的良善。
If we who are believers
但我们是这样同样我们这些有信仰的人,
choose to keep it to ourselves.
只选择这些东西只对我们来讲方便的话,
we have to make a decision.
我们要做一个决定。
I relate it to this.
我想到一点,
so my wife is Hawaiian.
我的太太是,
and, I know in their culture is very similar to the Chinese culture.
他们的文化呢, 跟, 中国的文化蛮类似的。
We don't wear shoes in our house.
我们不穿, 在家里,
If we do, they're house shoes.
如果是我们在家穿鞋子的话，是家里的一些拖鞋。
They are meant for the house.
是专门只在家里穿的。
Now here's the thing.
这是一件事。
I believe,
我相信,
at times,
有的时候,
we walk through the doors of the sanctuary,
有的时候我们来到教会的会堂的时候,
and we put on our church shoes.
我们就把我们教会的鞋子穿上去。
They're comfortable.
他们非常, 舒服。
It's convenient.
也是很方便。
I'm at church.
我在教会了。
But here's the problem.
但是这样有个问题。
When we get to the doors on the way out,
但是我们要出去的时候,
we kick off our church shoes.
我们就把我们教会的鞋子脱下来。
And waiting for us on the other side of the door,
我们就到门的另外一边,
is our world shoes.
这是我们世界的一些鞋子。
And we slip those on.
我们就把世界上的鞋子我们再把它穿上。
And we walk out with them.
然后我们就穿上这样鞋子离开教会。
Because they're comfortable.
因为他们也是非常舒服的。
It's what I know.
这是唯一我知道的。
It's what I'm okay with.
对我来讲这是方便可以的。
And we leave the message of God in this room.
然后我们就把神的信息就再继续放在教会里面。
At what point will we decide that we need to take it with us?
在什么样的时候我们知道我们要把神的话让我们一起把它带出去。
One of the greatest commands that Jesus gave to us was go and make disciples.
要出去去让人家做门徒。
And if you look above the door, that's the last thing that you see when you leave this room.
如果你只是这样的话, 你离开这里的话, 你就只是看到这边, 把那个门留下来。
I did that on purpose.
我是这样故意的。
It's a reminder.
是一个提醒。
Keep your church shoes on.
你需要把你教会的鞋子继续穿下去。
God will give you a new pair every week.
神会给你一双新的鞋子, 每个礼拜给你一双新的鞋子。
So here's my challenge today.
这是我对你今天的一个挑战。
This is what I'll close with.
我这样就要这样结束。
This week,
这个礼拜,
I would like you to walk out with your church shoes on.
我希望你走出去的时候呢, 继续穿教会的鞋子。
Walk out of these doors with the knowledge of what God already has for you.
And 走出在教会的时候是神把神的话语一起带出去。
And go out into the world.
And 走到世界上。
Take the message with you.
And 把这神的话一起带出去。
And here's the thing.
有这样的事。
Give them your God shoes.
And 把你神的鞋子带给别人。
Give them your church shoes.
把教会的鞋子带给别人。
Here is the message of God.
这是神的信息。
Let me share it with you.
我来跟你分享。
I believe we can do that.
我相信我们做得到。
I've challenged our young people to do that.
我挑战我们教会的一些年轻人。
It's not just the job of the pastor.
这不只是一个, 牧师该做的事情。
Right, Pastor Ray?
是不是Pastor Ray?
We got a lot to do.
我们有, 是有很多事要做。
If it's just up to Pastor Ray and I,
如果这只是我跟 Pastor Ray 要做的话,
we're in trouble.
我们就会有麻烦了。
And we're both going to be really tired.
我们会非常非常的劳累。
Each of you is a minister where God has you.
我们每一个人都是神的一个使者。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for this day.
谢谢你赐给我们这一天。
God, we thank you for your calling on our lives.
谢谢你呼召我们到每一天。
God, we just pray that you would guide us.
继续引导我们。
That you would direct us.
带领我们。
God, that we would take our church shoes.
让我们穿上教会的鞋子。
That we would share them with somebody else.
我会跟别人一起分享。
That we would take this message.
我们会把这样的一个信息。
And that we would desire to finish pretty.
我们真的是要非常完美的结束它。
God, give us the strength when we feel weak.
当我们在软弱的时候给我们力量。
God, give us the words when we're not sure what to say.
当我们缺乏智慧话语的时候给我们话语。
God, help us to be prepared to give your word to other people.
当帮助我们让我们有适合的话语跟人家一起分享。
God, we're so grateful.
我们真的非常的感谢你。
For everything you choose to give to us.
你真的是给我们这么样多美好的祝福。
God, we pray and we ask.
我们这样一边祷告，我们这边感谢你。
That you would hear our prayers.
你会听到我们的祷告。
That you would bless us.
你会继续的祝福我们。
God, and that we would bring people to you.
所以我们会把别人失落的人带到你面前。
And we pray all of these things in your name.
我们用奉主耶稣圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.